He comes through matter. The same way God became a man, same way He comes through man. He walks the man. We don't despise. We don't despise. We don't copy the attitude of the man of rebellion.
Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So as was taught today, primary in the place of the spirit, the spirituals is speaking. So today we are going to be speaking to ourselves with psalms, hymns, tongues, interpretations. We are going to be blessing each other, and there is a huge responsibility on us to begin to speak. If we are waiting for something to fall on us, for us to get some mighty move or something before we speak, that won't be laying hold, that won't be receiving. We've been given the Spirit of God, so all we need to do is begin to speak and trust God. Begin to speak and lay hold on the Spirit that you have, that we have. We don't wait. So we're going to be blessed if we don't despise ourselves, and we're here to receive of the fullness of God. So we're here also to give of the fullness of God. We should be ready to give of the fullness of God, and that comes in the place of speaking, beginning to speak. Hallelujah. We bless one another and the fullness that we have. We bless one another and the fullness that we have. We bless one another. We bless one another from the fullness that we have. We bless one another. We bless one another from the fullness that we have. So we bless one another today. One another from the fullness that.
That's illumination. That's what? Labor to reproduce that illumination. Come on, receive and come and complete it. Labor to reproduce that illumination. Labor to reproduce that illumination. Yeah, I've seen you earlier. Labor to reproduce that illumination. Listen.
Labor to reproduce that illumination. Open your heart. Open your heart. Don't say this is not for me. Don't say this one they are doing. No, I cannot do it. Labor to reproduce it. Lambanon on it. Lambanon on that which you have. You have him already. You have the Spirit of God already. So labor to reproduce that illumination in your heart. That revelation in your heart. Bring it out. Bring it out. You have him already. Don't say you cannot participate. No, 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 no. Don't debar yourself. Don't pull the bar. Don't pull the bar. Don't pull the bar. Don't pull the bar. Labor, labor. And bring it out. Bring it out. Bring what is of the inside of you. Bring it out. Bring it out. Let it come out. Flow. 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 The flow is yours. The flow is yours. Flow with it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just receive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't say it's not for me. Don't say that is their thing. Yeah, there's so much in this service today. There are healings. I mean, deliberate healings here today. Deliberate utterances here today. Revelations that will be flowing here today. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We are receiving your fullness, one from another. We bless one another. Kalina Stoganda Mastoganda Zadide Baladira Zata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And there will be psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Not just from the members of the choir. So prepare to receive. Prepare to receive. One, prepare to receive. Prepare to receive. Thank you. Be seated. I flow better when you are seated. I don't like when I make you standing. Give place. Give a place in your heart for the things of the Spirit. So when you say an utterance, you reduce the volume. Give a place in your heart for the things of the Spirit. Let that be that allowance. It's called desire. 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 It means you give it a place in your heart. It means you create allowance. You allow. The things of the Spirit is about allowance. I allow. Say I allow. Say I allow. Say God is mighty enough to walk through me, but I allow. Oh, that's so bad. Astega Baptist. He has all the power. He has all. But I allow. I allow. I allow. Hola Nostovas. Hola Vostovas. Hola Vostovas. God is mighty enough. But I allow. I allow. Rononos. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Be seated. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I allow. Ephesians 2. Oh, glory to God. Alios, Alios, Tavash. Still put your mind. No, there are some things in man that they actually affect participation and blessing one another. E.g., okay, I will get there today. E.g., for instance, you can be in a meeting when you are tired and you subscribe to the tiredness, you kill the flow. Amen. Praise God. Say, I allow. Say, today, I am prepared to receive much and to give much. Say, I allow. Say, I allow. Thank you. So, don't forget Ephesians 2:20. And are built upon the foundation, this is the atmosphere of the Spirit, part 2. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So God gave us men, he gave us the apostles. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And glory to God, these guys, they didn't speak about themselves. That was a joker. They are not speaking about themselves. They were speaking about that faith in God and love for saints. It's never personal. Faith in God and love for saints. Never personal. Kota pastaga pashata mastigi virandus. Raniko to kolas tegevata makapala makazavala masante makapala rastegevalas. For a ministry, you are called to obey his voice. Let the kids wait outside. For a ministry, you are called to obey his voice. You are called to obey his voice. You are called to follow. You are not called to design. You are called to obey. You are called to obey. You are called to obey. Canon, struggle, vashete, poste, raketala, masege, fate. Hey, look around you and you see that the voice of the Lord is clear. The voice of the Lord is clear. Through the scripture, you see the voice of God. You see his instruction. You know what you ought to do. His voice is clear. Say not, I don't know what God is saying to me. His voice is clear. The written word is for you. It's for you to copy and paste and repeat. His voice is clear. Take it personal. The instructions in the written word, take it personal. Ekala, take it. He says you flow, you flow. He says you go, you go. He says you speak, you speak. He says you do, you do. Kana reeste, gamma na randa mastogo bante mastogo vashetes, brela kante mastogo va. For we don't skim the one to obey in the written word. We don't skim the one to obey. We see and we do. We see and we do. We see and we follow. Amen, amen. We see and we do. We see and we follow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sovatamas. 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 Limativos. Sovanirastike. You see miracles as you obey the written word. You see miracles as you obey the written word. Runners to go for shelters. In foster. O faste. O brikis. O fistica. O fastigan. Tikatila. Liragados. Sagati. Hananos. Rananos. Sagevane. You see miracles as you obey the written word. Oh, glory, glory. So Ephesians 2:20, you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. So now see what he said. He's saying that Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That word cornerstone is also used somewhere again in the Bible. Let's check 1 Peter 2 verse 6. 1 Peter 2 verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a what? A chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Amen. Praise God. So he's saying, no, that word cornerstone actually means like, you can look at me, like, well, because you know Paul is a tent maker, right? So they know the things they are speaking about. Actually, in Ephesians chapter 2, that word is used like the beam, like a central support, like a pillar, say a cornerstone is in the corner. It holds two parts of a building together. That means like the length and the breadth. Like it's, that is like a center of intercession, like a beam, like a stone that, you know, if you know all those old houses, they usually have some big stones, not just small, big, tall, that they will carve out, that will be on what every other thing will be suspended on. So, in Ephesians, but if you remember, in Ephesians chapter 2, he was speaking about the unity of the Jews and Gentiles in Christ. Are you with me? So he's saying Jesus Christ is not the chief cornerstone. He is the intercession. He is the linking point. He is the Ernesto, Veranda, Nakataka, Vaso, Veranda, Makata. He is the connection. He is the interconnection. Candera, Stegava. He is the connection. He is the mode that holds the two together. Praise God. That means the meeting point of the Jews and Gentiles is where? Is Christ. Say it's Christ. So, and what Ephesians, so, but 1 Peter chapter 2 now takes it further. I lay in Zion the prophecy, a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So, clearly from those two, you will see, it means everything said draws its strength from Jesus. Everything said relies on what Jesus has done. Firstly, everything said draws its strength from Jesus, and everything said relies on what Jesus has done. It relies on it. It draws strength from it. So the apostles, when we are saying Christianity is apostolic, don't forget they didn't speak about themselves. It was not personal. They were men authoritative about faith in Christ and love for men. They must be respected. They were men authoritative about what? Faith in Christ and love for men. So they must be what? Respected. Say respected. So they didn't speak about their own will and love like some other men ordained mediators in other religion. They didn't speak about their will. They spoke about someone else. They spoke about the man of God. They spoke about the intention of God. They spoke about the pleasure of God, Jesus Christ. So, can say Christianity is the apostolic Christology. Apostolic Christian Christology. That means the in Christ explanation of the apostles. Oh, Paul and Tasto. Oh, Paul and Tasta. Arike potatista. Fakiteke manese. Kana ya. Romanos, Sovol, Capata, Mark, and Tida, and Zempi, the Randibos, in Proto, Massivri, Demos, Ovride, Mosivride, Zivride, Invride, Zivride, Moso, Posto, Cotoma, Catel, put on some weight, put on some weight, put on some weight, don't be light, don't be featherweight, put on some weight, Catiste, Capata, Macatician, in the knowledge of Christ, put on more weight, put on more weight, ensure you carry, ensure you carry, ensure you are voluminous. Be voluminous. Be voluminous. Let your output be much. Let it be said that when she is speaking about this at Jesus, she talks so much. She talks so much. She doesn't talk little. Man nakasti, vokanas, ovrikendos, alakebites, sovatale, robolamatos, sovalamata, akevatike, pilistova, ipilamast, okratiel, ikratia, alitel, sovatalas, imantekepa, shagalades, imbratramakata. Let your edification, let it be precise, let it be much, yet sincere. Let it be much, precise, yet sincere. Kilandos, kilintimos, sivi, caro manos, imalabos, savaupash, ovapaus, omandirandos, imprinte makatamalas, sofatel, for you are sustained by God in this journey. In this journey of knowing, you are sustained by God. It keeps you going. Think not about discouragement, it will not come to you. it will not come to you. Till you attain the fullness of the stature of Christ, it will not be said that you pull off on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come back here. So Christianity is the apostolic Christology. That is the in Christ explanation of the apostles. Meaning they will teach on faith. Write this down. Meaning they will teach on faith in God based on Christ. Again, they will teach on faith in God based on Christ. They will also teach on love for saints based on Christ, not based on anything else. They will teach faith in God based on Christ. They will teach love for saints based on Christ too, not based on you. So now to you, you are a believer. You are believed. You are simply to walk. You are to walk. You are to walk in love. You are to walk. You are to walk in the ministry laid down. You are to walk. You are not to design. You are to walk in love. You are to walk. You are to walk. Say, I have believed. Say, I have believed. So that's why what you are preaching to you every day in church is not to believe, believe, believe. No, it's to walk. Hallelujah. Say, I have believed. It's time to walk. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I have believed. It's time to walk. It's time to walk. It's time to walk. So, see, go to 1 Corinthians 5 verse 6. You are not to believe anything extra. You are believed. It's time to walk. Walk in love. Love is a big deal in Christianity. I want to show you the pattern that the apostles set for us in ministry. That's what I want to show you right now. We'll be going through some scriptures. Then we conclude this one fast. Then we have a session of edification, different pattern, before the final session. Okay, so toast to candles. So I said something. I said they set a pattern for us. The pattern they saw in Christ for ministry is love. The pattern that the apostles saw in Christ for ministry is love. Is love. The pattern that the apostles saw in Christ for ministry is not for fame, is for love. It's not for, is for love. And in love, sincerity is key. The pattern that they model for us is love. Is love. Is love. Let not the world define love for you. Let not your circumstances, but let not parental love define love for you. See love in Christ. See love in redemption. See love in what he has done. See love in what he did for you. See love in so great a salvation. Let that be your definition of love. So that is the pattern that the apostles set for us. The pattern called love. Say love. So now one of them, Apostle Paul, he wrote a nice epistle, 1 Corinthians. We'll be going through some of the chapters and you'll be seeing that love is key. See, ministry is about love. I need to say this before I say it, before I go to the final one. It's love, love. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 6. Just be reading these together. 1 Corinthians 5, 6 and 7. Want to go? Okay, let me wait for you. Some people have no idea. It's love, it's love, it's love. Want to go? Yes, sir. Your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the old lumps? 7. Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Amen. Why from, of course, you understand why he was speaking about in 1 Corinthians 5. What do you think is the need? Why do you think Paul was instructing that they should put that brother away in that place? Love. Why? See verse 6. Your glorying is not good. They are glorying in iniquity, right? They are glorying in perversion. Say, your glorying is not good. Don't you know that a little leaven, what will it do? That means what? How many people will be corrupted as a result of that? More, right? Praise God. So then he says, purge out yourself the old leaven. Are you with me? Say love. Say love. Say in correction, love must be key. See chapter 6, verse 6. Just look at just the themes of the chapters. Chapter 6, verse 6, 1 Corinthians 6, 6. We read 6 and 7 together. Want to go? Yes. But brother goeth to law with brother. 1 Corinthians 6, 6. Want to go again? Yes. and that before the unbelievers. 7. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you take wrong? Why do you suffer yourself to be defrauded? Next verse, want to go? You do wrong, and you defraud your brother. So what is it teaching there? Love, right? Can you see it? Love, love, love. He said, rather than dragging everything to the court of law before not making my clothes early, say, why not just let it go? That would be what? Love. Say, love. And that is a pattern for ministry. See chapter 7, 13 and 14. Chapter 7, 13 and 14. Read 13 and 14 together. 1, 2, go. Yes, sir. And the woman which had an husband that believeth not, if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. 14. For the unbelieving husband sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are. What is that again? Love, right? That means although this guy does not measure up, but so that maybe you could have an opportunity to be saved, right? What do you do? Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. If you be pleased to die with you, don't leave. So that in case something can happen in the future. It's not saying you put yourself in that type of fix intentionally, but you have found yourself there, walk in love. Amen? Remember Collins, right? Collins, remember? That means anywhere, if it has happened, just from there, progress serving the Lord. Are you with me? Don't try to say, I want to go and correct everything in my past. You will die before you finish. Just from where you are, pick yourself up, be body in the name of Jesus, right? And progress. Hallelujah. Okay, chapter 8. This one we'll be reading from verse 1. So I will read verse 1. You read verse 2 for me, and we continue till we finish that short chapter. Topos operantes to the vatalena no surfer. So don't still set your mind off blessing one another, for that is where we are going. Oh, amen. Now, as touching the things offered unto idols, we know that we have knowledge. Knowledge popped up, but what? Charity edified. Verse 2, want to go? That means if he knows it without love. Let me read verse 2. Yeah, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. Verse 4. We know that an idol is not in this world. Okay, for though there be they that are called gods, they were in heaven on earth as there be gods many and lords many. Verse 6. I'll be, there is not in every man that knowledge, not every believer in church has understood that. For some with conscience of the idol, unto this hour eat the thing as a thing offered unto idols, and their conscience being with is what? Is defiled. Verse 8, want to go? Let me explain verse 7 again. That means there are some people right now, if we say, me and Tola, let's go to Okore where Kekou came from, and when they are doing one Ogun festival, like, I will not carry them. Who can we carry? Who can we carry? I will not carry, maybe we carry Brachianese with us. Amen. And I say, Brachianese, eat, don't worry, nothing. No, if in the night, if we both saw, maybe me and Brachianese, okay, let me not use Brachianese. Okay, maybe, because he's a man of the spirit too. If we now saw, sorry, we saw whichever. If we see, seen anyone, a masquerade in the dream, the one that acts without the previous knowledge that there is nothing called idol, what will happen? You wake up fearful, right? Hey, Egbamio, help me. But you, that you happen, what will you do? You just say, thank you for the drama. Just turn to the other side, and you keep sleeping, right? Are you with me? Praise God. So, that's it. So that is why he's saying that if I carry everything, let's go to my village. There's a festival that is happening there. They will cook ishakwa soup for you. No ishakwa soup, forget it, you don't know it. Hallelujah. They will cook it for you. And as the minister was there, he was seeing the head of we have Owi, amen. We have that state, all those demons, amen. Praise God. So and you now see everybody. Hey. So in the night, you are just walking. If you now see something, one black thing walk past you, they have come. So it will be easy for him to relate it. Sorry, not him. He's a man of the spirit too. Sorry for that. That is an uneven yoke. So it will be easy for the man that has a weak conscience to relate it with, to relate the food with demonology. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who has scattered sacrifice here before? Hallelujah. Scattered. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't eat them. And please, I think you have eaten one because of house fly. No. Yeah. The one I could have eaten, people are washing, so I didn't eat. Amen. Just scatter it. Say there is nothing. Call gods. Now, listen to that. That word must be explained in context. We're not saying there are no demons. There are demons. But when we say when we are talking, they don't talk. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
When God was around, bar imelod. It's not that it's not there. You have been calling that fire before, but that day, God is here. But say, eh? Shut up. I mean, can I let's put my fire? Shut up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we know that, right? But we don't push, we don't force that knowledge on a young believer. We teach him to that stage. We teach him to that stage. You know, I've actually seen a church that they condemn the sisters that don't wear trousers. That's under level, right? Now they not say, in fact, they almost want to give you. Take one, shake your. So you don't force a man to persuasion. You teach him. Not if you teach the guy, he will become like you. But if you force him, you may make him do what his heart has not agreed with. Are you with me? Sorry, that was not the topic today. Oh my, let me not go into too much. Over the stove. Bless one another. But you got me right? So that means, although I have rights, but I am going with Tola that does not know the Greek word of power. Amen. Something like that. Sorry, she knows. So, therefore, because she's there, what will I do? I will be hungry. And they will serve me the thing and say, thank God. Not for this girl. Say love. That was the point. So, which verse are we? Verse 8. Now, let's read verse 8 one together. Yes, sirs. But take it lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Verse 10. Sit at me. I just temple. Hallelujah. Not the conscience of him which is weak, be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols. Hallelujah. But you just see Sapis one day, hey, at the shrine of Ogunlakaye. No, it's Ogunlakaye. Oh, sorry, no, I'm at you, all right? Sapis! Don't worry, come! But you know, even on the normal day, he looks like a man that is fearful. Amen. Now brought him to the shrine. And you now see bangles. In fact, they say, before you stole off your shoe, and you get off his shoe, as he's already condemned. Not you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But somebody else just, in fact, said, Babala, what's up now? What's up, G? Said, how is this your chikidi? You know, this thing don't become more fine now. What you do to him now? Baba, so you use laptop right now. Baba, and I'll bring it to you. You see, like this in chat. Anyway, first bring food. Let's eat before we talk. Hallelujah. You must see people fetish that way. No, say, Baba Afan. It's not that day. It's not that day that is what. Then you want to scatter his own temple. Say, Baba Afan. Sit down, you want to do concussion? Yeah, people grind them. Don't worry. Move for shop. You preach to him. You go. Come back tomorrow. Say nothing. Say every day. Hallelujah. Where are me? Oh, hallelujah. What an utterance. Say, where are me? Wow. Looks like you are a legion, right? Okay, verse and 10. 11, want to go, please. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Oh, wow.
for whom Christ died.
12, want to go? But if you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh, while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to say love. Say love is priority. Say love is the model, not my rights.
Thank you. It's chapter 9.
This one is clear. But it's so clear. We'll not read everything, but let's read a few parts. Let me read from verse 5. You read 6 for me. Have we not power to lead above a sister as a wife, as well as other apostles, as the brethren of the Lord, and save us? Verse 6. Who goes to warfare any time at his own charges? Who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eat not of the milk of the flock? Verse 8. Yes. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that tread out the corn. Doth God take care of oxen? That ye that plough should plough in the trash. If we have sown to you spiritual things, is it a great thing that we should reap your carnal things? Verse 12. We have not used this power. Do you not know that they which minister the things only live of the things which are of the temple, and they that wait at the altar are partakers of the altar? Verse 14. We'll start verse 15. But, say but. Say although these are right. Say but there is a but. Say love overrides. That's the point. Love overrides. Although this is your right knowledge, this is, but once you mention love, everybody keeps short. Don't forget that weak brother, or maybe perhaps, let me say, maybe the man in church that does not know how to give. How will love react to him? Love will teach him to know to give, not coerce him to give. Do you understand? Love is not leaving a man on a worse state. Love is not leaving brother Joshua that cannot eat ogunlakaye food, leaving him like that. Love is to now take him through a series that will make him understand that there is nothing called demon when you are around. Are you with me? But love is not, no, shut up, just eat, say nothing. That's not love. Say love is also teaching. Same way in chapter 9, like you remember, I think we learned this in offices, and Pastor said this also, that giving in church is their parallel lines. I think I've said that a lot of times, that the preachers, we must focus on his own duty. The members must focus on his own duty. The preacher's duty, the preacher's own portfolio is that don't demand, don't give. That is not your business. But the people's, but Galatians 6, he that is communicated to us should communicate back to he that is blessing them, right? In all good things, right? So that means everybody has their own portfolio. That means the preacher working in love is to simply bless and go. The people working in love is to communicate. Are you with me? So it's parallel. You obey God. I obey God. Thank you. So where are we? But I have used none of these things, neither have I written this, that it should so be done unto me. That means I'm not even saying this right now so that you can come and drop something at our church. God forbid. That it should be done so unto me, for it were better for me to die that any man should make my glory void. Verse 16, help me. That means he's saying blessing you is simply my joy. It's my priority. It's what I love to do. It's not because I want to get. It's what I want to do. That I want to bless you is superior to what I'm expecting. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Verily, when I preach the gospel, I make the gospel of Christ without that I abuse not my power in the gospel. Verse 19, want to go? Made myself servant unto all that I might gain. Hallelujah. Say, love makes us go the extra mile for others. Awesome. 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 AG, do you know what actually brings you to the church? Should be love. You could have stayed at home and glued to Living World Media and you'll be blessed and you'll be edified. But why do you go to the extra effort, see where Tola comes from, to come to church? Say love. Say it's love. So love is a big deal in Christianity. This is chapter 10. Make it so clear. I'll read from verse 23. Please follow me. Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. 10:23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Again, 24. Want to go? Some people are not reading again. Want to go? Yes. Whatsoever is sold in a shambles, that it asking no questions for conscience sake. Why? For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is said before you, what should you do? Eat, asking no questions for. But if any man say unto you, this is offered to Ogunlakaye, amen, and eat not for his sake that said it, for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say not thy own, but of the others. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? Can you see that? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of? Oh, for that which I give thanks. 21. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 32 and 33. Want to go, please? Neither to the Jews nor the Gentiles. Not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be. Hallelujah. So what's the theme of that one again? Love. Say love. Chapter 11. This one is clear. From verse 20. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating every one of you taketh before his own supper, and one is hungry, and that is what is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink, or despise you the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you in this? Shall I praise you in this? No, I praise you not. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, what is the theme of that again? Love. Say love. So why do we think chapter 12 will be saying a different thing? We start from chapter 5 right now. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Say the title is love, not power. For instance, that is why compassion is a driver for the spiritual, not fame. Compassion. I just want to bless somebody. I just want to make someone better. Compassion must be the driver. Compassion. Divine, are you here? Compassion. Chapter 12, verse 24. So this one was now talking about the conduct of the ministers in ministration and how people should perceive ministry gifts. For 12:24. Are you there? Come on. We are midway right now. Not the summer, midway of the entire service. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lagged. 25. That there should be no schism in the body. Say no schism in the body. But that every member should have the same care one for another. Say that's love. And whether one member suffer, all the members what? Suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the member rejoice. Say love. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. 28, want to go? And God has set some in the church. First what? Apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, the gift of healings, help, governments, diversities of tongues. Now, hold on. So, there's an hierarchy here. He's simply talking about different roles. That, okay, people have different roles in church. Although in the roles, there will be, write this down, in the roles, there will be superiority. but all must be deemed essential. That's, he said, firstly, apostles, right? Secondly, that means there is a firstly. That means in the particular church, there is a firstly. Are you with me? Firstly, apostles. Now, it's not saying apostles is the, it's not saying every church must have an apostle. It's just saying, like in this setting right now, the first man there is the apostle sent to you. Are you with me? Meaning, I'm not an apostle to you. Are you with me? Are you with me? Oh, we have to revise all this again. I'm not an apostle to you right now. But yes, there is order, right? Are you with me? So you say, although in this place you see hierarchy, but no one must be deemed non-important. That we say the first person, okay, God has said some in the church, first Sister Buki, then Henry T, then Small Saints, then Little Saints, then Bra Michael. That does not mean you despise Small Saints because Sister Buki is first. Do you get that? Thank you. So that's what he is teaching. He's teaching love for all in the place of ministry. The love for all in the place of ministry. So now say 29. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? He's not saying can all. He's talking about roles, right? That means the roles this one is given. But he's not saying verse 30. Of all the gifts of healings, do all speak in tongues, talking about what? Ministry. Remember, things of the spirit, right? So tongues there is ministry. Not you all edify. Tongues for education is you yourself and for, So this is talking about a role. Say a role. And do all interpret? No, exactly. And interpret there also is talking about what? A role to what? Interpret. Just like Pastor Zeku said in the last program that, okay, you and you in the next program, stay in front. If somebody asks something that is not clear, let them come to you. You and you what? You interpret for them. Are you with me? That is a role, not can all interpret. Praise God. Is that clear? So, say love is to see all of us as important. So, and the minister too should focus more on blessing better. The minister too must focus more on blessing better. That is also love. That is love. And that's what I'll be speaking right now before we close. That is love. The minister should focus more on blessing better. Verse 31 now said, but covet earnestly the best gift, yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Amen. Praise God. Please ensure you flow with every part of this service. Be at your best mindset all through. That's things of the spirit. It takes time, man. Go and read all those Kentucky meetings. It takes time. You must be fed spontaneously. That means without breaks. Oh, awesome. 13 verse 1 now. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels. Now this chapter will make more sense to you. And I have not charity. I have become like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I understand all mysteries. And all, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains. And I have not charity. I am nothing. Next verse. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor. And though I give my body to be burned, I have not charity. It profited me nothing. So these are the things that will make you blessed better. Number one, charity suffereth what? Long, right? Remember Brother Remy's song, I will live for the man, I will be patient, I will not give up on love, right? So charity suffer. These are conducts of the minister. Conducts in the place of ministry. Suffereth long, is kind, envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. You don't give up, you now start, you be a carrier and say, ha ha ha, 1 year, at a day. Or, you now say, see, a retreat, it's not sweet, let me now call, Alamposa, you know what it's called, Alamposa, hallelujah, amen. You now do Alamposa, no, it's not puffed, say it's not puffed up. Say I can bless without being puffed up. Hallelujah. Say I don't have potassium bromate in me. Glory. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not our own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. You know, when you say you can't lay hands again, you are laying legs, you are behaving yourself unseemly. What's that? All those pictures you see on Facebook, let's not talk about the rest. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say I'm a believer. opeth all things, endures all things, never fails. Whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. That is the prophecy without love. Whether there be tongues, without love, it shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, without love, it shall vanish away. That is the knowledge without love. Are you following me? The knowledge without love, the one that will vanish away is the one without love. Are you with me? Read in context. For we know in part and we prophesy in parts. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. Look at your Bible. I understood as a child and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. And now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. All that is a figure of speech talking about babyhood versus maturity. Let's read 13 together. Once we go. And now abide faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these, that means the priority, the leader. It's not saying despise knowledge. It's not saying despise faith. It's not saying despise power. It's not saying despise hope. It's saying ensure love is the driver. Are you with me, brethren? Chapter 14, verse 1. Now, follow this charity and desire spiritual gift, but rather, let me give you a better way that you may prophesy. Why? Next verse. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, albeit in his, what? In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Verse 3 and 4. Once you go, let's read. Again, loud voices, prophesy, speak unto men to edification, hallelujah, exhortation, hallelujah, and comfort. Verse 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesied edifies the church, hallelujah. Verse 5, I want that you all speak with tongues, hallelujah. Say, we all must speak in tongues. But rather that you prophesy, for why? Greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interprets. And the church may. Is that not clear? Not just reading clear, just clear. That means, well, I'm interpreting so that the church can receive edification. Remember under utterances, I said, tongues edifies you, but your interpretation is what will build up others. Is that clear? Yeah, but tongues will build you up. That means if I'm only in tongues, I'm building up myself, I have not blessed more saints. Next verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak unto you, either by what? Hallelujah. Praise God. By revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And this, given things without life, given sign, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction. Unless, no, this is a keyboard, eh? You can, if it's not arranged. Has that blessed you? No. Oh. Bless, no, right? But if you put the thing orderly, hallelujah. Praise God. So this is not talking about, it's not saying tongues is disorderly. Well, actually, to the mind of man is disorderly. Are you with me? Praise God. But what will make sense to the mind of man? Tongues make sense to you. Interpretation makes sense to your neighbor. Exactly, brethren. Okay, good. So this is love. That means if I'm only in tongues, I'm only blessing who? Myself. That would be what? Almost selfishness. That means I'm in church when there's an avenue. See where Rose comes from so far. See where you come from. Marzaba? No, your Marzaba has moved there. Amen. See where Jessica. But this is where Jessica comes from. Amen. Of course, his name. And they all come here now. I just come here and say, hell. See my tongues. Flisto. Pite. Kleto. Kle. Are you less? Oh, wow. Pastor, you're awesome. And they'll go back. No. No. Where am I again? Where am I? Which verse? Verse 8. So the trumpet. So verse 9. Likewise, you, except you utter by tongues, words easy to be. So that means,
speaking in tongues, they are words, but they are not what? Easy to be understood. How shall you know what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian. That means it's not you, you are not the fault, but the mind of divine will look at you as a strange man. Are you with me? And he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me, because you will look like a dundee. Amen. And next verse, even so, as much as you are what? Or spiritual, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. What's that? Say love. Say love. Thank you. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Don't just edify yourself. Brother, edify your neighbor. Glory, glory, glory. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? Want to go? Let's read 15. I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. Amen, amen. I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of your life say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou seest? 17. Verily, thou givest thanks well. Hallelujah. Say praying tongues. Say singing in tongues. He is giving thanks well. Say no controversy. Say, but there is an issue. Love overrules. I must bless somebody. That's the point. That's the point. So I thank my God. Say, okay, 17. For verily thou givest thanks to everybody. Your life is not edified. I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Bad tongues. Yeah. Maybe figures which you don't know. 19. Yet in the church. What happened? I had rather speak what? 5 words with my understanding, that by my mouth I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Let's read 20. Want to go, guys? Brethren, be not children in. Come on, read 20. Read to your neighbor. Want to go, guys? You want to go? Yes. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Hallelujah. But in what? In what? In malice. Tell your neighbor, say in malice. Be a child. Who can explain that? Yes, sir. Go, go, go. Oh, say, oh. Oh, God. In malice, thank you, sir, be a child. But in understanding, be what? Come on. But in understanding, be man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say love. So, So he's saying in picking offense, don't be unresponsive. Then I'm saying, what is that issue? We do everything to us, we will not even talk. That is you. That is you. So that is me. But in understanding, in knowing how to bless, in knowing how to edify, you are matured. Chapter 14, verse 26. So, okay, yes, better go there. Almost here. And chapter 15 now talks about God's love for us. Right? Mark the context, now talks about the so great a salvation that we have in this, in Christ. So this is the meaning of living for the man that Jesus died for. Love is a big deal in Christianity. Love is a big deal in Christianity. Love is a big deal in Christianity. Oh, glory. Forgiveness and forbearance is our Christianity. It's not a tool, it's our Christianity. Love is a big deal here. Chapter 14, 26 now. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, 1 Corinthians 14, 26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, everyone, say everyone, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. Oh, Tosto Valley Randeka Stega Bati Mastega Ragavo Logotis Tegavigi Degede Sagavalaga Namasavati.
Why do you speak in tongues? Because your spirit prayed. Yeah, can't imagine. And why does this sign gibberish? Gabriel lin antos to kupashe, for sense does not make sense to God, and God does not make sense to sense. Hold on. I will explain. Rinanos. Eke vati masigavanti rana so in iron tokos tegavata shan. When God eats your vocal cord, it comes out in tongues. It's unreasonable. So why do we rejoice in the spirit? God has eaten your body. Hallelujah. You don't get that. Hallelujah. Why do you rejoice in the spirit and it looks uncoordinated? That is the same. That is God eating your body. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. You are too cool for God. Glory, 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 glory. Why does our rejoicing, our love, seems to be patternless? Don't forget, even the tongues too is what? It's patternless. Does it have to make sense to my neighbor? No. Praise God. But that is why we are teaching like this, that we might know why we do what we do. Kantisto, Fashitster, Ketasta, Rantista, Vatos, Togovalirandos, Evil, Irosebas, Sobatica, Lita, Colinesta, Ingenviso, Valicate, Rotamas, Togomana, Rondamata, Rindamasta, Dinamasa, Vate. Hey, but this God makes sense to us. That's what came. That's what looks, that thing that looks so unreasonable, it makes sense to the renewed mind. Say, my mind is renewed. Say, the workings of God make sense to me. Okay? Now, we close. So, Peter, let me close this part. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. For instance, do you know if you are having a bad day, you cannot subscribe to this? Let me say it this way. If you are having a bad day and you subscribe to the bad day, you cannot offer this. Again, let me explain. He said that means when you are coming together, having a revelation, a doctrine, a tongue, an interpretation. So if you're having a bad day and you have subscribed your will to that bad day, if your boss at work made you sad and you subscribe to that sadness, you will come to church and you have nothing to give. That means you are selfish. That means my mood before church is paramount. It's important. Something happens and the bus conductor gave me a slap, and I allow that to affect me. You are disdaining the saints. Plus, when you come to church, you will first need like 30 minutes to rewind. Hey, you came here to bless. Oh, Jesus. If you had a bad day and you allow it, that means you just subtracted some edification from the evening service. Very clear. You just subtracted. You don't have money and you allow that to affect your composition. You are proud. You are selfish. Because your mood will limit something in the church. Oh, Anios, Ramake, Calatist, Valandos, Inamos. So individual preparation is vital in having an atmosphere of the spirit. That's what I'm trying to say, saints. Individual preparation. See, one. Each of us may not have mastered everything at a time. But together, no workings of God should be absent. No working of God. No working of God should be absent. No working of God should be absent.
No working of God should be absent. Individual preparation is paramount. It is love that will make you pray for 6 hours because you want to give a 6 minute ministration. Most of us, you have lost those SU virtues. The days of SU. SU ethics. That they will just say, you are taking prayer today. And because of prayer, you want to just lead prayer. And you want to pray all night. Vivian, you came from castle, right? You observe that? Yeah. It's of God. That you say, they will say, come and sing. I will be singing tomorrow. You will fast yesterday. Because you want to bless. Individual preparation is love. Most of my times, maybe because some of those movements, they were legalistic and the rest. When we are throwing, just throw away everything. You are preaching from work, you have entered Mr. Biggs, you have gone to see friends, and you have gone to buy you just come to your hallelujah. Hallelujah, the grace of God is here. I don't carry your pot belly, hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Ephesians 1. Ephesians, bro. Ephesians, you should lock on your mouth. Praise God. So, preparation. Then in school, I'm preaching 7 days, no food, waiting. You go to enter campus. Class. Doing your best, writing the exam, everything. Why? I want to bless on Sunday. I learned this from Papa King Jami and Papa Yadewe. Said that the minister must have a room somewhere he prays before service. Tell all my ministers, I've been telling you, Saturday, Sunday nights is not for sleep. It means you don't value these people. Valuing them is not by coming to church and say, I love you. It's about they didn't come to be loved, they came to be, but they came to be edified. Amen. Say that's love. Say the real love is unseen. It's in the place of prayer. When has the need of another believer dripping you to the place of prayer? Some of you leave just let me not mention your name. People are there. You leave just there, you wake up 7:30. It's almost 8 to hand, and they are in Hillary. Now we're running to church. They're almost late. Are you coming? Have you forgotten that church is giving and receiving? It's giving and receiving. Oh, thank you. Start praying tongues slightly. See, blessing man is both intellectual and supernatural. Supernatural. Preaching is supernatural. Yes, it looks like you are just reading the Bible to explain it, but it is yet supernatural. Pray for us that our mouth may be bold to speak the mystery of Christ. Is prayer. Prayer that the God of our Lord. Prayer of Ephesians 1 is for Paul. I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, praying for you, not praying for myself. It's when you pray, that's when you'll be singing, and those are the secret of the heart made manifest. You have prayed, and you'll be singing, as long as you'll be healed. And then you'll be singing, and fiber will disappear. Setting our heart born when he speaks with us. That's prayer. That's preparation. See, I must be prepared to bless. So you must give yourself to it long hours, long days. This is how to live for the men that Jesus died for. If you desire an atmosphere of everything spiritual, it's about all of us. Or perhaps the majority of us, because we may have first timers. But majority of us must be prepared. Not just to receive, to give. So, you are driving, you are in tongues. You are washing dishes at home, you are in tongues. Doing your normal job, even, of course, you're not disturbing everybody, you are in tongues. It takes nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, he that speaks in tongues edifies himself, whether he knows it or not. I learned that from Kenneth Copeland. Say, he that speaks in tongues edifies himself, whether he knows he's being edified or not. Just speak. Say, I'm a minister. Of course, as a minister, you must also give time to know what you are speaking about. Oh, glory to God. Say, I stay in tongues. You are playing the keyboard, you are in tongues. You are doing life, you are in tongues. He that speaketh in tongues edified himself, and it is an edified mind that can edify others. Don't spend all your days chewing gum. Chewing gum should be for not to sleep during long teaching meeting. Just go on the street 5 hours in a day. Who would say 5 hours edification? Tongue is just for your mouth to be moving. Chewing gum is just for your mouth to be moving, right? Put God there. Put utterance there. Glory to God. On live stream, be praying in tongues. Pray in tongues. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You must count hours daily that you are just in tongues without knowing why. Just in tongues. Just in tongues. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now pray in tongues out loud. Thank you. Louder. Ananias. That is where I started from the 1 Corinthians. That is all about love. Now, if you have something for this service before now, it's time to bring it out. Pretty master Gavilas, ye Paulaster Gafati. Is that brethren, when you have come together, every one of you at a doctrine, at a sabbath, at an interpretation, let everything be done unto edification. Put your mind there, okay? Put your mind there. See that thing I said. I'm not saying bad days may not come, but it's when you subscribe to it, you allow it to take you down. Ladies, you have heartbreak, and for a week you cannot think. A week, and you are useless, you are proud, selfish, self-centered. You are thinking of everybody, you forget that you are a channel of blessing. To bless others, and a wicked mind, who will he bless? This is how to create such atmosphere when we all come to church prepared. Oh, out loud, come on, louder. You're singing the Holy Ghost. Kabbalah Togo Vitimalata Balaras, Alemas Togo Balamashata Balaza Balaza, Imprete Segevilas Togo Balamas Satabas. Oh, polimaze vola patate, impreso vase vateva, lama lama zabalata, intemali mazo vite te, yele mazata malama sondos, kepi lama zo baladat. Oh, he's giving us his spirit. Your work on it is done. Mali master valama shata da da. Malarasta da titas. In this service, we'll be repairing shattered hopes, Shattered hopes. Shattered hopes. If you have there that there is something vital that you have given up on, I want to pray for you. Shattered hopes. Shattered hopes. Oh, Tamale Mosovati Malikatos. In Britain, Master Gabile Katatos. There's a rebuilding. There's a rebuilding. See, there's a reason we call it edifying, not just family, farm. It's a farm. We walk on one another. Oh, Balama Segevile Mosovile Rastake Pilas took over the days. Shattered hopes. I'll restore today. Shattered hopes for life, for the ministry. Yes, you can come to the front. I'll pray for you. If you have something for this service before now, come and share. Come and share. Come and share. The only reason you should not have anything is because you are not prepared. I mean, next week you should repent. You wake up early. You pray. You pray, you receive. And the church must give opportunities for this expression. Come to the front. Come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Break it till it's a bit. Ye give it a bit. Ink it all at a villas of battle. Gabriel and Master Gabriel Sotos. When you all come together, each one of you has a psalm, as a doctrine, as a revelation, as an interpretation, as an healing, as a revelation. Everything should be done to edification. If you will not despise, if you not get tired in your mind, God is gonna bless you right now, right now. Through the man he lives in this house. So Billy Peter Rastege Palamazata In Kratamalamos Sotomalos In Kratomas to go rose to Gos Alamos Tege Bilemos of Alamas Tege Balas Abalas. There is so much for you today. Kele Malas Etate Mali Rastege Bilemos So Bali Mate Malava. And it shall come to pass actually. In Britain, that's for somebody. And it shall come to pass. And it shall be fulfilled. And it shall be fulfilled. And it shall come to pass. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It shall come to pass. Kete mis teke bile mas zefile mas teke bilas. Staga bale mas teke bile mas teke pola rat teke pola mas teke pola te palas. And for ministers in this place, it will be said that no manifestation of the Spirit is absent in their midst. Oh, ye bile mas zevoli mali rala mas. So you know how to prepare for service. You know how to prepare. There's something that happens when you just finish eating. You just want to talk. No, you are a minister. You give yourself to the teaching of the Spirit. Yes, our evenings are the Lord's, but your days also. Before the evening, you put your mind there so that in the evening you can be a blessing. When you are come together, every one of you, you must have something. Every one of you. Hallelujah, nanos. Hallelujah. Just be in the atmosphere of reverence and just listen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Nanos.
That's the fields are ready. Like, it's time for harvest for us. Souls, like more men, they are ready to receive our message. This is the time for harvest. So we should sow more. We should spread out the word. We should sow more, because now is the time for us to see those things we've been praying for. Now is the time for us to see those manifestations. So let us go out. Let's go out. Sow more. Places you've gone before and it looks like they were not receptive, go again, because now is the time for harvest. Men are ready to receive. Those doubts, those questions that seem to lock in. I don't know how to explain that word there, but they are just there, small in your heart. Just go out, and you will find that your experiences, the things you will see, will give you a reason to doubt your doubts.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Things you see
will give you a reason to doubt your doubts. Oh, glory to God. Come, can we just pray about that a bit? Partners to governors. In Valas, take a video, must take a verse. Fuse we have left. We go back to them. We get results. We get results. We get results. What happens to Valas? Mashevoli, Mazevali, Razeva. Imali, Manos, Tovali, Mazavali, Marastege. Ilaineo, Sobati. We receive, receive. Adding hearts are getting soft. People come to rest as they hear our words. In the name of Jesus. Satola, go. Come on. Okay, listen now.
Glory to God.
My name is Tovish.
Isolation never makes you never better. You might be thinking of you want to stay alone and think through your life. Probably things are not working out. You've lost hope in some areas of life, even probably ministry. You are not doing up to your expectations in some things, mainly ministry, then probably any other areas of life. Then you are thinking of just staying on your own. You want to think through. Okay, let me just sort out myself before I come back to believers or before I come among believers. No, never take that step. Because why? You might stay stagnant or better still or worse still. You become worse. A believer does not become better in case of isolation. Never isolate yourself from people that will make you better. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Never say you want to stay alone and think through your life. No. With the worst situation, come to church. Come among believers that will make you better. Praise God. Then the second one is bone disease or like something affecting bone. Probably anybody here or relations. But what I received was just concerning bone. Bone probably does not be making the person walk well. But there's healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And lastly, I received this over the night for our kids here. That they are preserved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No evil comes to them. No evil comes around them. As they are playing around, no evil comes around them in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Glory to God. Hold them with your name. Let us pray over those material trials. No shattered hopes in the name of Jesus. Hold them to your neighbor over there. Just hold them. No shattered hopes. Greatest to give the most even the most over and sing even the most untosh. Prayer take a stick a bit as to the most take a valas, take a valas. No retribution for ministry. Ensure you are speaking words too. Speak words, not just tongues, speak words. No retrogression. In the name of Jesus, hold that neighbor, hold him strong. Lamas to Gavalamas in the Manamas in the Banamas to Gavalas. In Britain, Master Gavalamas, Unto Master Gavalas, take a valas, take yes. Tapas, take a pulse. Our kids dwell in safety. 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 In safety. In all safety. In all safety. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And there's healings for everyone in this house. There's healings for everyone in this house. In the name of Jesus. For family relations, there's healings. In the name of Jesus. There's healings. In fact, that healing is for more than one person in this place. More than one. It's more than one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's more than one cases. Oh, I say the word transfer. 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 You can transfer. What you have received here today, you can transfer to that person. Hey, hear me again. You can transfer. Transfer it. Transfer it. Transfer the healings to the recipients. Transfer the healings to the recipients. Transfer it to the recipients. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Manuel Stogovala, Shatters, take a village, take a village, Stogovala, Stogovala, Shatters. Great deck is take a village, take a village, take a village, Stogovala, Shatters. Christ, take a village, 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 Shatters. Hallelujah. So we receive. Amen. Thank you. Next. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. The word I receive, it was that there's some people whereby your zeal just discovered that your zeal has gone down a bit, or the eagerness to go for the things of God, to go for service, to go and do the things you ought to do about spiritual things now has dropped down. That you should subscribe to the atmosphere here, actually, that you will see change. You will see changes. And you should also spoil yourself. Spoil yourself, that's the word. You should spoil yourself out to go out intentionally. You know, it may look so simple. It may look that there is no, it's not spectacular. That if you are waiting for that spectacular, for that spark, you might not really see it. So what you do is to respond to the impression in your heart. Mm. Respond to the impression in your heart and go all out. Spoil yourself with that small spark. It's like to just a small spark. Respond to it. Respond to it. You might not see something elaborate, something spectacular, but that doesn't mean that it's not there. The workings of God is not here. It's not here. So rely on this atmosphere. Spoil yourself to bring back that your zeal, to bring that your eagerness, to bring that joy, your salvation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. No discouragement. Say no discouragement. Oh, glory. No discouragement. Run next to Govasitos, to Govestin, Magantin, Mazinemasinema. Our deals do not go down. Our zeal do not go down. Our zeal do not go down. Oh, glory. Katimastega Pala, Shatemas to give us Sundamosh. Oh, can name us to Govala Mazavala Masovala Randam Summana Musundamana Mozovilis. Amen. Someone should have a psalm. Okay, go. Someone should see as a spiritual song.
Praise God. Over the week, from the second day of Pastor Circus program and even up to yesterday, I kept receiving words strong in my spirit that none amongst us is weak. None amongst us is weak. We are strong in the power of God. Then as the teachings were going on today, I received some words which I believe are formed into sermons. And as we have learned so much about the apostles' devotion, as we've learned so much about their words, their work of love, their work of righteousness, those things they did that were termed acts of righteousness, we give ourselves to them. We are devoted to their cause. And even as we do so, we see God's power mightily amongst us, because they didn't just talk about themselves. They spoke about Christ. They spoke about what God has done in Christ. So even as we have strong faith in the apostles' work of love, we are having faith. We are having strong faith in what God has done in Christ. And that will translate to love for us and even love for one another and even love for people out there. Because if we have strong faith in what the apostles taught, which is what God has done in Christ, it will make us to go out there without thinking twice. We go out there without thinking twice. We don't second guess the power of God to save, because we have strong faith in their words. They are mere words from mere men. I was thinking, it was like, these are just men, no. Men that they don't even have so much. I don't know, but it's as if they were not. We have a lot of, we have words to teach us now. They are men that just say these things, and they are mere words, but because they were written and documented, having faith on them is so big. Like Sister Buki said, it might not be something spectacular. They were not just, it wasn't something that was so wow, but they were words of eternity. And our faith on them, actually, consistency on those words, will make love for one another to be there. We make love for the world and make us to go out more. Praise God.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We stay apostolic with this Christianity. Say, we stay apostolic with this Christianity. Say, we don't shut our own paths. Come on, pray over that. Pray over that. Come on. Come on. We don't shut our own paths. Oh. Going your own way always leads into a dish. You can sustain it for a generation. It will never outlast that generation. It's always a path that leads to the dish. Shutting your own path is always a path that leads to the dish. It leads to the dish. It leads to the dish. Oh, you're not wise in our own constraint. You're not wise in our own eyes. We see apostolic. We honor the scriptures. We honor the epistles. We honor the revelation of the mystery. Mystery revealed, so we honor. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Brother Sean. Amen. Please listen.
Actually, a psalm.
A psalm. Thank you.
River flows through me.
Listen.
River flows through me. Is the strength of Christ. It flows. It flows. Bringing up the feeble ones. Strengthen the weaklings, river flows through me now. I see men standing up, taking of strength, running by the strength of the Spirit, doing the unimaginable. River flows through me now. Those that did edification receive edification. Those that need to be comforted receive comfort. Those that need to be exalted receive exaltation. River flows for those that are weak, that couldn't run, they receive strength to me. River flows, for it shall be said of me. I'm a strength supplier. River flows through me. River flows through me. For as many that need healing, I lay my hands on them and they receive healing. For river flows, river flows. Unending strength,
this
world I'm made of. For river flows through me. There is no point in time I short of God's power. For I let them all out. River flows through me.
Glory to God.
For river flows through me. For it burns in my heart. I communicate the same to others to stir them up in Christ. River flows through me. For river flows through me. For river flows through me. For men receive strength. Those that couldn't walk, they receive strength to run. River flows through me. There is no darkness in places. I light up dark places. Men receive courage, for river flows through me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Avade vade. Avade vade. Yege vade. Ayos. Alos. Alavos. 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 Many most demonios and videos and videos. Rejoice over that where you are sitting. Love over that. Meditate over that. Let that word bring you joy where you are sitting. Hallelujah. Let that word bring you joy where you are sitting right now.
Oh, valley, rolling, boss, so be live, boss, evil. So well.
Let it intoxicate you. Glory to God.
For many yet think they can do it. Yeah, many yet think they can do it. They think as a result of so many wrong teachings that have been going around all over the years, in time past, they think, what if I come out now? Will they accept me? For it shall be said of them, they will go forth in the strength of the Spirit. They will go forth in the strength of the Spirit. For they shall be strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost as they receive us, as they receive men that are full of the Word, full of the Holy Ghost. And that fear that has been surrounding them, that has been keeping them back from laying hold on the light, they will be loose from that fear, and they will run in strength. That ability that has been embedded in them by the Spirit of Christ that failed to be expressed, they receive freedom as men teach, as men communicate the truth of God's word to them, and they receive strength and boldness to run with the same. Men will no longer be found feeble. No, men will no longer be found weak. No. For strength is made available. Yeah, strength is made available. Those that are fearful to walk in the supernatural, now they find expression because they give their whole heart to it. They give their whole heart to it. They concentrate on the power of God that's working them. Yes. Those things that seems mysterious to them as touching the supernatural has been demystified because now Christ is made known to them in simplicity, in clarity, in precision, and now they lay hold on the things that belong to them in Christ Jesus, and they have full expression in the supernatural. Yeah, in the supernatural, it becomes clearer, and they communicate the power of God in utterance. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say, soak that in with joy. Come on. Hallelujah. Go.
Amen. As I was meditating on Pastor Sikku's word and on Thursday, I had these three basic things. The first one is exactly what Bro Josh put in Psalm. It's just that we are a generation raised for these things. It's not strange to us. The supernatural is not strange to us. And I hear this thing, don't bottle it in you. Yeah. Bring it out. You see where you bring it out. You don't know who you are. You look so ordinary to yourself when you bottle it in. But when you bring it out, you see the exact thing God has made you. You see what you bottled up inside yourself. You see it come out. You see it come out into man. You see men edified. You see that which you've always been thinking about. You see that which you've always been clamoring for. You see it happen through you. Don't bottle it up. Express it. And how do you express it? Go out in the place of ministry. That is where you express it. If in gathering with fellow men, you express it. Don't bottle it up. Don't see yourself as one that can't or as one that has not grown enough to that level. No. You have, because you have the Spirit of God inside of you. You can do the supernaturals. Then the second one, I was just, the name T-Farm just came out so, let's say so clear. And I see, just like Sister IJ said, something about laboring, that we, in here we are trained. We go out and we labor over souls. And I see us laboring over souls very easily. Like we don't struggle to get men saved. Yeah, no. We simply speak the word, and the word hits them as I exact point. We save men, we give men according to the need of men, having saved them. For example, having saved one that need word of knowledge, we give. One that need healing, one that need whatever it is, we give, because we have it all inside of us. We learn here, we take our learning out there to the world, and the world see that which we have been taught. We teach them, we edify them, we heal them, we provide unto them whatever is lacking unto them, and we save them, which is the most important thing. Then also I hear within that they will be receiving instructions. We have men in this house, we have pastor, we have Pastor Jerry, we have Stabuki, we have Pastor Ife, we have men in this house, and I heard that we'll be receiving instruction as to let me just set an example. Say I receive an instruction that look at pastor, follow his steps, do what to do. Then I go to pastor, I become very intentional about it. I tell pastor, I receive this leading in my spirit to look to you, just like Pastor Seku taught us that we follow men to follow you. I become very intentional about it. I allow pastor to give me instructions. Even when he's not giving me instruction, all those subtle instructions that come, I take it to it, I do it, and I become what I see. Amen.
Hallelujah. Soak that in. Come on. Unused. Despise none. Ultra. Hey. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sovate male raste gefol anteva lema ziva. In protreke tedemos togo valema sate pala paste gebide sovite bile rasova de la zevo lata. Oh! Nane ostogo valema stege vile rante ke mane ostogo vala.
Oh, glibos, glibi, stege, vides, to vali, maste, vile, mosta, bralateos, to katanas. Take it, take it, be 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 it, be
it,
be okay, Sam, she wait. But Abraham, you have words to wait, right? Abraham, come, speak.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bagadish to ponder the keys of the mountain. Bombergadi understood, or the Kina Mandi, a condongong giddy bosom, wonderful people. Now we all celebrate the eagle as one who soars. As a bird that soars, that rises higher than several other of its contemporaries. But the eagle does not create its own wind to soar in. The eagle only releases itself when the wind is strong to fly, to soar in the wind. There is the wind made available for us all. We are only to align, to spread our wing and align with that which is already made available. We do not chart a fresh course. We do not design. We follow. We only follow the pattern. The eagle will never fall as long as it aligns with the wind that is made available. And specifically for someone also along that line, this is not what you are hearing for the first time, but the Spirit of the Lord will have you reminded that the plan is the Lord's, the fulfillment of plan is the Lord's, and the fullness of time is the Lord's, and the resources are the Lord's. So trust the Lord enough to unravel these things. Trust Him enough. Do not run ahead of yourself. Do not run ahead of God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, shout over that glory. No, that shout is too, it ended too fast. Hallelujah. Shout glory. thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Next. Yes, divine, come. Yes. Others, I will take yours later.
Right. I was the night of singing to bless or to impress, the word came to me, says the ministry is possible. Ministry is possible. It's very, very much possible. Say that kingdoms will be subdued. These walls will be broken down. I think I was sharing it with some people that nations and men will be overthrown. So while that word was coming to me, my eyes opened and I saw a large number of people that were gathered. They were gathered and kind of squatting. So all of a sudden, I saw light that kind of exploded in their midst.
Yeah.
That overshone everybody, each and every one of them. They were like, oh my God, I have seen it. You know, everyone's eyes, them open. So the word keep speaking to me. It said that the ground now, said yes, now the ground now is fertile.
Yeah.
The ground now is fertile, that even the weakest one, the weakest one among us can produce much result.
Yeah.
The weakest one among us can produce much result. So while I was sitting down, I was meditating on that word, and then the psalm came to me. Said, the heart of men are ready to receive God's love. The eyes of men are eager to see
God's face. We are men with the answers that these men seek, and we respond to them by the power of the Lord. We respond to them by the power of the Lord. The heart of men are ready to receive God's love. The eyes of men are eager to see God's face. We are men with the answer that these men seek. We respond to them by the power of the Lord. We respond to them by the power of the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Just lift your hands. Just say that. Just lift your hands. Oh, hallelujah. We respond to God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. We respond to God. Ah, we respond to God. Oh. We respond to God. Anonymous. We respond to God. Thank you. So, every one of you has a what? Has a doctrine, has a tongue, right? Has an interpretation. Let everything say be done. Tell your neighbor, say, let everything be done. No, face somebody, say, let everything be done. No, before you can do it onto edification, you must first take the step for it to be done. Say the step I must take. Say that step I must take. Now before we are done today. Now some of you see I have so much steps in you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And because it comes like a trigger, you discard. You discard. Genesis chapter 1. So this will be the final one for now. Oh, hallelujah. So much. Say so much. Say so much for us. Please listen to this. You might not have seen it this way before. Genesis 1. Let's read from 1 to 3 again. And in the beginning, what happened? God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Next verse, want to go? That it was good. Hallelujah. Say God desired, then God said, then God saw. Write that down. God desired, God said, and he saw. God desired, then God said, then God saw. See 24 and 25. And God said again, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Say desire, speaking, seeing, then repeat. Now, everything you remember now, this is to teach you now about Christian meeting now. This one will really help you. Trust me. Back to that 1 Corinthians 13. Remember the lesson we learned there is that it's not about us. It's not about individuals. So write this down. In desiring, focus less on self. In desiring, focus less on self. Everything that God created was not for God. In fact, everything you see there is not for Him. Of course, you already know the creator in that place. It's for others. See chapter 13. Everything, well done. Sorry, you're fine. You're healed. In the name of Jesus. 13 verse 11. 1 Corinthians 13, 11. Are you with me? Okay, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in parts, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So it's all a teaching against self. Self. It's a teaching against self. Childish things there can be found in self. Now, meaning in desiring, I seek to give, not just to take. I seek to give. Imagine a church where everyone is concerned about blessing the other. That would be wow. Think about it. You know, there is a program you rather that is saying when you are pointing one finger at one person, right? How many are pointing to you? Four, right? Okay, if everybody say, let's pray for, okay, everybody pray for yourself. If you are praying for yourself, how many people are praying for you? One, right? But if you are bothered about praying for one another, how many will be praying for you? All right. Praise God. Say God's pattern, God's design in ministry is for joint edification. So in desiring, I seek to give, not to take. Imagine a church where everyone is concerned with blessing another. Wow. Nothing will be lacking. Nothing will be lacking. Are you with me? Hallelujah. This is the real church. Less of your prayer points. Less of what do you want from God? What is that special thing you want from God? Okay, let's pray for missionary. Let's pray for the people that are kidnapped. But pray for yourself. Hey, oh, wow! That's selfishness. Selfishness. Imagine a church. Everyone is bothered about blessing another. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. More of praying for others. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Please, this session is short, but pay attention. I want that you all speak with tongues, but rather you prophesy, for greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Hallelujah. 26 again. 26. Want to go? How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm to give, right? At a doctrine to teach, at a tongue to teach, at a revelation to present, at an interpretation to give, let all things be done unto edification. Now, also don't forget, the one in need of, if you tell everybody to handle their problem, what will be the issue? Anxiousness can come in. I've taught you that one somewhere in prayer. That's why the reason why it's better to pray for one another is that the one praying for the other is less what? Is less anxious, right? For instance, if somebody is sick right now, I think I'm still going there. The best person to pray for the sick is not the sick. Why? Because Symptoms magnify doubts. You understand? So this is God's wisdom. Say God's wisdom. So also, God never told anyone to grow up spiritually. That's the point. God never told anyone, go and get yourself healed. God never said that. Go to your house, go and study scripture, you'll be healed. No. Go to your house, go and be reading, you will grow up. No. Mm-mm. What we say is come, sit down. Just sit down and say nothing in your heart. That's all. Hallelujah. Just sit down and say nothing in your heart. In this church, what is the meaning of saying nothing in your heart? Come on, what is the meaning of saying nothing in your heart? Unbelief, right? Doubt. Just sit down and just receive. Are you with me? So, ministers and workers, this is for you. You have more parts to play in blessing men than those in need of the blessing. Ministers and workers, you have more parts to play in blessing men than he in need of the blessing. Ministers and workers, you have more parts to play in blessing men than the person in need of the blessing. Simply, the other party, all he needs to do is say not in your heart. Is don't say it's a lie. See James 5, 14. It's our duty to teach well, to give well, to instruct well, to explain. To give well, teach well, explain well, to bestow well. It's our duty. It's our duty. It's our duty. So all the duty of the sick is just sit down. All the duty of the man in need of edification is sit down and say not in your heart. But who will study the Greek word? You, right? Who will go through all the prayers? You, right? Praise God. Praise God. Say God's word goes to the man that is submissive to God. So if between the sick that comes to church once in a year and the man that comes to church every day, who will God speak to more? You. God works more on you so that that man can be edified, can be blessed, can be healed. Oh, oh, oh. Glory, glory, glory. See James 5:14. Please be fast. James 5:14. You can call it atmosphere of the spirit, part 3. I promise you 3 is today. See 5:14. Are you there? One to go. Is any sick among you? What should he do? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And what will happen? 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So who prays the prayer of faith? The elders, right? Very clear. But what is the duty of the sick? Say not in your hearts. Don't discard, right? That means that faith part is both of them, but the elders, they have more parts. This one, his own duty is just to come and receive. Say, come and receive. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if they are committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for. Is it pray for yourself? Come on, is it pray for yourself? Say this is the pattern in Christianity. Say we carry our bodies together. Tell neighbor, say neighbor, if you are in need of edification, tell me. Why we all die in silence is, sorry, die figuratively in silence is because you want to carry it alone. That is not the design of God. You are struggling with something in Christian. You are struggling in doctrine. Don't say, I will study myself. You are going against the pattern. The pattern is one for another. One to another. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth more. Glory to God. Of course, over there, that prayer of faith, it will begin with teachings on faith. That's the duty of the minister too. The duty of the era is simply to what? Listen. Say nothing in your heart. Don't say it's a lie. So whose duty it is to get the sick ill? Say the elders. So you teach well, you give well. You teach well, you give well. All the sick, all the one in need of edification needs to do is to what? Say not in your heart. Hallelujah. Say God desired. Say God desired. Hallelujah. God spoke and God saw. So in desiring, let love rule. That is the commission. Please write that down. In desiring, let love rule. Love, 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 love. Let love rule. Let love have the rule. Come to church expecting to give. Come to church expecting to give. Come to church expecting to bless somebody and trust God that someone too will bless you. Are you with me? Come to church expecting to give, and don't worry, someone right there will as well respond to God enough to give to you. You trust God that someone too will respond to God enough to give to you. We must change our theology about the church. The church has been seen as a place where you bring your problems to. No, everybody is to bring their solutions to church. Say, we bring solutions, not problems. Imagine if you are all bringing solutions. No, that's different, right? That means every problem with us, it will be solved. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Say, no self-air. You bring solutions. Bring solutions. Bring results. Bring power. Bring edification. Bring healings. Bring miracles. Say, we bring miracles to church. Say, we bring miracles to church. Say, we are not carried away with our predicaments. Say, we are not bonded with life affairs. We come to church prepared to bless. See, that is the way even your own needs can be met. Because if you come with your own anxiousness, let me tell you the truth, because of the anxiousness, most of the time, you will not be blessed and you will not bless anybody. Self does not rule here. Only love. Say only love. Amen, amen. So come to church expecting to give. Oh, please keep the tongues rolling. Keep the tongues rolling. Come to church expecting to give. 1 Corinthians 12:7. That is why the gift of the Spirit are best described as things that the man full of God gives, not what he takes. The things of the Spirit, they are best described as stuff that the man full of God gives. He gives it. He gives so manaster. He gives so parite. We give potamastege people randamastege palamase imalaba kantama, for shyness is far away from you. Imalakastege pilema, you are not shy. No. Rickedly to party mastege pa, for the things of God are to be flaunted. It has to be is to be flaunted in blessing men. It's to be flaunted in edifying one another. Lo pota katati mastege vata, for God. For I have not created a shy believer, says the Lord. Mina stova prete. And don't forget his gifts, his callings on you. They don't go. Never rescinded, never canceled. So when it's time, thank you. Your DP. So when duty calls, what are we? We are responsible. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Say when duty calls, we are responsible. We are not shy. Glory, glory. Okay, we're reading 1 Corinthians 12:7. So they are the things that the man full of God gives. Don't get it twisted. Christianity is never personal. It's about giving. 12:7. Let's read 7-11. 12:7-11. Want to go? For the manifestation of the Lanos.
Pick this up, said God. Pick it up, pick it up. Until you pick this pattern, you have not picked it. Pick this pattern. Pick this pattern of blessing people. Pick this pattern of being more concerned about people. Pick up this pattern. Man can't stay. You have been doing it your own way. All this, that's why you have been seeing the little results you have saw. But pick this pattern of being more concerned about blessing another. Pick this pattern of compassion. Pick this pattern of love. Pick it. Drop that pattern of self. It's not your pattern for ministry. Pick this pattern. Pick it in Christ. This is what you see in me. This is what you see in my apostles. Pick this pattern of truly living for the man that he died for. As you have sung, glory to God. Glory to God. Where are we? 12:7. I didn't tell you to stop speaking in tongues. 12:7 to
11. 1, 2, go. Yes. But the manifestation of the Spirit. Come on, hold your neighbor. But the manifestation of the Spirit is what? Again, but the manifestation of the Spirit is what? For the manifestation of the Spirit is what? Is given to every man to profit with God. Hallelujah. Say, for to one I can give by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Come on, say it again. Say to one I can give the word of wisdom by the Spirit. To another I can give word of knowledge by the Spirit. Say to another I can give faith by the Spirit. And to another, gift of healings. Say gift of healings. Say gift of healing. Say gift of healings. Say benevolence in healings. Say healings without drugs. Healings without complications. Healings without operations. I give. Say it's about giving. It's about giving. Oh, can taste it. To another, say workings of miracles. Say I give miracles. Say I give prophecy. Say I discern spirits. I speak in tongues. I interpret. Glory, 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 glory. But all this working that one as self same spirit dividing. Say I can divide. Say I can share. Say I can share. Hallelujah. Say no matter the responsibility, I can share. Hallelujah. Yeah, dividing to every man as they need. As they need. In his healing, I give. In his miracle, I give. In his science, I give. In his wonders, I give. In his tongues, I give. Interpretation, I give. In his word of knowledge for him to know that I'm serious, I give. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Say, I'm a good giver. Thank you. Can leave the house. You are a good giver. Oh. Say, from home, I prepare to give. That's the point. From home, you prepare to give. You prepare to see. I tell you the truth, eh? We in this place we will drill until we get there. Hallelujah. It's not be that of selfishness. We all get it out. You all come to church, somebody is ready to bless you. Hallelujah. And you will come, you will be looking for who to bless. And you know what? As you are looking for who to bless, what is happening? Somebody is pursuing you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, as I pursue my neighbor pursues me. Say, as I pursue my neighbor, someone pursues me. Hallelujah. Say, blessings flowing around. Hallelujah. Say, we are givers, not undertakers. Hallelujah. Say, in church, the mindset is of giving. Is of giving. Is of giving. Say, all I think about is who to give to. And I trust God that someone is thinking about giving to me. Glory, 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 glory. Where are we? Go to chapter 10. Verse 32. Give none offense. Whoo! Neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. 33. Want to go? Please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So we can say love is the summary of 1 Corinthians. Can we say that? Love is summary. It's love. Meaning I'm no more childish. I excel in making others better. Chapter 14 again. Verse 24. But if all prophesied, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Come on, look at your Bible. The guy is convinced of how many? That means somebody just came in that he doesn't know what you are doing. What do? You all get to him. So he's what? Convinced of, he's judged of, and thus are the secret of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Hallelujah. That means maybe you are blaming somebody and the guy is doing somehow. Say, don't worry. Somebody else will come and continue from where I stop. Go and call divine. Say, divine, aim to use forensic for this guy. After divine is done, you say, you go and say, go and call Ife. If you come and aim to analyze this life very well. Are you with me? Say, we can bombard a man with God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So those are the secret of his heart. That means it's not about one. It's about everybody seeks to give. Seeks to give. Seeks to give. Don't see that word again. He is convinced of all. Wow. Say wow. Say we can all prophesy on a man. Imagine. Say Jehovah overload. Hallelujah. Say God in the midst of the saints is a Jehovah overload. Hallelujah. Overload. Glory, glory. Have it is to Vante. So go back to 12:7. So that is why when you are praying tongues, look not just to yourself, to others. God will impress something in you for somebody, for others. Look forward to making others better. 12:7, one to go. But the manifestation of the Spirit is what? Given to every man to profit without. Don't forget, I've told you, what did God give us? The Spirit, right? In redemption, what is the clear thing we have? The Spirit. Who is the man that manifests the Spirit? The man that has the Spirit, right? So what happened in Acts 2? They manifested the Spirit, right? That means they take of the Holy Ghost. Remember Pastor Chris' explanation? They took of the Holy Ghost, right? That is the outpouring. So outpouring is from us to us. Are you with me? Indwelling is from God to us. Outpouring is from us to us. So that person dwell to is us to us. That's ministry, remember? That's under one series. What are there? Amen, amen. So you now say the manifestation of the Spirit, you give to every man, you give to a man for what? For what? To profit. That word is not there. That word profit in the Greek. See Matthew 18:6. It's the same word in Matthew 18:6. Write it down. When he was saying it were better for him that a millstone were hanged on his neck. So, put better in that 12:7 of 1 Corinthians. Who can reconstruct that if you replace profit with better? Yes? To make him better. Any other one? Yes? No, that's just clear, right? For the manifestation of a Spirit, we give to a man to make him better. Say, no one comes to our meetings and leaves worse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, no one comes to our meetings and never goes to the overload. Thank you, Lord. Okay, go to 6:10. 2 Corinthians 6:10. So God gave up the Spirit. We now manifest the Spirit to make men better. If you don't lambano on the things of the Spirit, people will not be better. You must manifest the Spirit to make men better. He said, "This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in tongues." You must do it. It's a sign. You are the one to speak in tongues. You are the one to cast out demons. You are the one to heal the sick. You are the one to lay hands. That is manifesting the Spirit. Exactly, brethren. 6:10. One to go. Wait. 2 Corinthians 6:10. 2 Corinthians 6:10. One to go. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing. Come on, read that again. One to go, guys. Yes. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet. Say, I'm a minister of betterment. Hallelujah. Say, I make men better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thomas, take a villa, master, make a people. See, you are taught of God to think more about blessing others than pleasing yourself. You are taught of God that way. So think more of blessing your neighbor than pleasing yourself. The church teaches you to be less selfish. Me, I, myself, no. Have you seen that? Have you seen why you cannot even allow offenses to settle in your heart? Have you seen? Have you seen why you must not allow offenses to settle? He said, don't allow the sun to go down on it. Oh. Take it off. If you can't refuse to say sorry, just take it off. Why? I see, God will ask you, why didn't you make him better? He offended me. Huh? Didn't you offend me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? Say no offense here. Woo. Say we stand in our call. Say our call is love. Say we stand in our call and we fulfill our ministry. Say our call is love. Come on, say our call is love. So again, back to where we started from. So God desired, right? God spoke and God saw, right? So I'm still speaking on desiring. That means in desiring, what must we focus on? Focus more on others. That means desire betterment for others. Like we said, remember creation, if you followed us in understanding Genesis, you know that Genesis 1 is more of a man factor. But everything that was created there, you see what others are still enjoying today, right? Are you with me? So remember in Ezekiel, God wants to make the dry bones to live. What did he do? No, God just wants to dry with the dry bones. I am God, Lord of heaven and earth. Get up. Is that what he did? What did he do? He went to a man. Son of man, can these bones live? Say, God, just tell me what you want. Say, prophesy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. So who carries out the desires of God? Say, man. Oh, awesome. Man. So God wants the dry bones to live. He has all the power, but he called a man. Say it's men that prophesies, not God. Say it's men that speaks to the mountain, not God. So he's not asking, so where is God? God is behind your words. God is behind your words. Say my words do not return to me void. Say my words are action words. They are verbs. They make things happen. God desired, God spoke, or let me say now, okay, now that we know that should be a man inside there, he desired, he kept speaking, and he saw. He desired, he kept speaking, and he saw. Or he desired, he kept speaking till he saw. Kept speaking. Don't stop speaking until you see. Don't stop speaking until you see. Don't stop. Don't stop speaking till you see. Don't stop until you get to that finish line. Keep speaking till you see. Keep speaking to your seed. Till you see. Keep speaking. You are not of them that give up midway. You are not of them that retrogress. You are not of them that starts and does not finish. You are not of them that calls the power of God with which you have done things before impossible to unavailable to help you to go further. No, keep speaking till you see. Keep speaking to your see. Learn consistency. Keep speaking till you see. For many more will follow your testimony. But keep speaking. Speak till you see. Keep speaking till you see. Don't quit speaking. Keep speaking till you see. The son of God got to hell. It took him 3 days of speaking for him to see. Keep speaking to you till you see. Till you see. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So, don't compare testimonies with testimony. No, just stick with the word. Stick with the word. Stick with the word. Stick with the word. Don't compare testimonies to this one. This is all he does and he got it. Me, I have done the same. I have not got it. You are not acting intelligent. Just keep speaking till you see. Keep speaking till you see. Time is a disadvantage. Say loud. But keep speaking. Keep speaking. that time factor is a disadvantage. It's not the creation of God. God is a standard. Amen? Are you with me? I may explain that later. But that's not the creation of God. Keep speaking till you see. Hallelujah. That's a lot that we handle under understanding. Time is a disadvantage. Most of the time. So you say it took you 5 minutes. Someone is taking 5 hours. That is not a creation of God. Time came in with man. God lives in eternal. Forget that. Genesis 3, verse 6. Oh. So God desired, he spoke, or he kept speaking, he saw. Now, before we practice now, pay attention to this. Say not in your heart. When I say your heart, that means your mind. Say not in your heart. See Genesis 3 verse 6. In Genesis 1, what happened? God simply desired, right? What now happened? He said, or he kept speaking, right? Then he saw. Let's read 3 verse 6 slowly. Want to go? And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did it. What is that? You can tell me the difference between this and Genesis 1. Think. This is a Jadola, I always get this thing. Yes? 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 Okay, she first saw, right? Then she now desired something else. Okay, you can give me another. What? Yeah, that saw there. This saw of Eve. What is it? What's that? Think, please help me. Just a few pages to go. Or like a keyboard. Slowly. What was that? Eh? Sick? Don't understand. You are almost there, Mr. Boogie. Understanding? John and... What is that? Reasoning. Reasoning was not in Genesis 1. Unbelief starts with analysis. I want to hear you are reasoning. You are analyzing. God is not a mathematician. Reasoning entered to counterfeit God's power and God's love. That is why he said, say not in your heart. Reasoning. We are just to respond to God. How shall these things be? The Holy Ghost will come over you. And that which will happen, will happen. Hey. It's by the power of God. Not by power, not by mind. That means not by man's power. That first power in Zechariah is man's power. It's but by the Spirit of God. That Spirit of God is not by the power of God. Naaman, go and bathe in that water and be healed. No. It's the water of that place, not better. Guy. Reasoning. Is an enemy of manifestation. It kills that spark that would have set some meetings ablaze. Maybe like some meeting that everybody is giving free course. Maybe like this. That you have an impression. Love, you bought to it. Jump, you bought to it. Rejoice, you are saying, why? Reasoning. We have missed, men has missed miracles. Men have died because they missed vital instruction or because they discarded vital instruction. They analyze it off. Somebody is there and they say, sick. Put your hands here. Just pray for him. And you are reasoning that this wound is so big. He go down just like that. Reasoning. That's why I love Ezekiel. Son of man, can this bone live? Do you know Ezekiel's answer? Say, sir, wrong question. Hallelujah. Don't forget. Hope you know prophecy, right? Prophecy is inquiring, right? So don't say it's God like that. I was speaking to him there. You understand? It's can be angelic. Can these bones live? What do you say? That's not my point. I don't think about that. Hallelujah. Thou knowest. Don't put that to me. Tell me what you want. Are you with me? How will he be healed? I should just lay hands. How will he be healed? Not my business. What is my business? Obedience. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Impressions. Sadly, the things of God does not come on you like a how does it come? Spark, tickle, impressions, little here, little there. So easy to discard. Yet inside that is the power of God. Oh, even looking at some corners where you never think any good thing can come from. Eli was a man that has been blackmailed all over Facebook, blackmailed all over Twitter. He doesn't take care of his children. In fact, when the woman came, the woman had a token of Eli's obedience. Eli was in her praying. He said, woman, you are drunk. He said, no, my Lord. Hallelujah. And what did Eli tell him? He said, I'm a man. She said, I'm a woman of a sorrowful heart. He said, okay. He said, go in peace. Hallelujah. Receive your heart desire. And words in our body. Ah, God. I'm coming to that later. I already planned the type of teaching for maybe next month or so before we round up the year about the miraculous. Say words. Ah! For reasoning, we say, immediately say that, woman, why are you drunk? That's what they are saying about you. See your life. I mean, can't you see I'm praying? What will happen? She will miss that somewhere. Anna Mostova. Reasoning. One of the greatest miracles in history, the incarnation. Nobody lays down on Mary. Nobody lays down on her. She said, be it unto me according to your word. She was trying to understand initially. Say, guy. And he said, I don't have any explanation. It's the power of God. Then he showed her a testimony. Say, and thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6 months with she who was called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible. And she said, behold your handmaiden, O Lord, be it unto me. And what and the dream of Abraham, the dream of Noah, the dream of Abraham, of Isaac, of David, everything was locked up in be it unto me according to your word. The incarnation that they were all expecting. Somebody just one day lifted up her hands. Be it unto me. Say, God is simple. Talk, yeah, mama. I will show you some. Say, God is simple. Don't miss it. It's simple. Ha ha. That's why in church, those simple instructions, lift up your hands, lift it. Say after me, say it. Someone is blessing you, receive it. Don't say, you guys know your worker. Just receive. He has not caused you, he has blessed you. Show honor. The lady is worshiping. Don't say she's singing on the wrong key. Is it wrong? All the right key you have been listening to from age 2. How much has it blessed you? Maria Carey, Maria, everything. All your right keys, what has it become? They don't even have. It's a small belly that's drumming. Is that your focus? Oh. Just receive. Countess to Valen. Lauren this too. Larimbus, Votibus, Yegevadas. Don't go out looking for power. Don't go out looking for power. Look one to another for power. Look one to another for power. Look one to another for the awesomeness of God. Treasure that moment of agreement. Treasure the worship. Treasure the words. Treasure the sermons. They birth miracles for you. They birth miracles. And of course, since you are talking about the atmosphere of the Spirit, an atmosphere where we all give, where we all give, where we all give, focus on impressions, a spark. God will move this way. It has always been this way. See, if a whole generation discard the simplicity of God, we will all miss it. Again, I believe so much. I am so sure. Acts 2. Not every one of them started speaking at once. That is not the way God works. Acts 10. Not everybody started speaking at once. God does not work that way. That would be manipulation. I believe it's one of them. I'm not sure if it's Peter. But we'll read that Joel again. And we'll lift up his hands. Say, guy, I believe this thing. Hallelujah. I will speak in other tongues. And the first man in history spoke in tongues. And others copied. And it took 3 hours for all of them to copy. It's not that they were just there and without their will. Somebody is still smoking. Somebody is still drinking. Everybody just starts speaking in tongues. No. It's man's will. Man's will is involved. Someone must receive it. Learn to receive for the service. Learn to receive for the service. Like looking at our Thursday meeting, one major spark for that meeting was Pastor Ife. I saw it. One major spark for that meeting, for the flow, was be that man that will all shine the flow of God. Be that man that is super prepared, overflowing, ready to give. Be that man that everyone in the service, they want to be like you. Be that man. Be that man. Not to be one coming to church, always looking for, okay, hope I will be better again today. No, come ready to bless. God has always been moving this way. A spark, impression. What if I act out and it's not true? Unfortunately, until you trust God enough, you're not able to go far. What if I act out and it turns out to be that the word is wrong? Unfortunately, everybody will have to cross that same order. Every one of us of doubt. Let's write this down. By his promptings, he both trains us and uses us. By those promptings, it's both training and using. Training and using. So the atmosphere of the spiritual is such that where everyone is ready to give, we create such by selflessness. Malamos, Valley Manners, Mali Rose, ready to bless, much more receive, we despise none, our trance flow through our words, we receive power for our day. Malamos, healings for someone here, in the name of Jesus. Pante Katipa Las Tubalas. Palabras, Shatetis, Shevitis, Sheke Palamos, Imale Malamos, Papatimas. Lastly, 1 Samuel. See, when you come in contact with men full of God, things will happen. Things will happen. Things will happen. Things will happen. That's why in the Old Testament, prophets, they live in isolation. They know who they are. They live together. See 1 Samuel 10, verse 4. And they will salute thee, this Saul, and give thee 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of your hands. And thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines? It shall come to pass when thou hast come thither into the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from a high place with a pastry and tabret and a pipe and an harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Why didn't he tell Paul, Saul, go and fast and pray for 40 days? He said, go and meet people who are doing it. Say men. Say men. He didn't say, go and consecrate yourself. No, go and meet men. Some things you will not get unless through men. No. Let's read verse 6 together. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Come on, verse 6. Okay, you're writing. Pastor Govala, take this. What is praying for a few? Just do 10 minutes joint meeting and I'll be done. Where you will practice all the things of the Spirit. You will practice healings. You will practice rejoicing. You practice laughter. In groups. You say groups of 666. Or maybe 666 is a bad number. 777. Amen, amen. Let somebody with a weak conscience said, I have said this at church. See their pillar. Something is 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, I'll spoil it. Do you know what I mean? 666. Amen, amen. Okay, where are we? So, verse 6. Guys, want to go? Yes. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into. Wow. What a change. Yes, first. And it will be. Please, let's read verse 7 slowly together. And let it be. Tell anyone, say, let it be. Beg him. Say, please, let it be. Say, that spark in you will bless another. Say, let it be. Beg divine, beg him. No, I beg him. Say, I must let it be. Say, I must allow. Say, God only gives the spark. I act out the spark. Okay, so, and let it be when these signs are come unto thee. What should happen? That thou do as occasion serve thee. Why? For. Ha ha. You are still doing getting married, right? For God is with thee. He said, as occasion serve thee. For God is with thee. It looks like something in man. Why this instruction? Because it will look too casual. Because, we trust God that the spark will come. I'm still expecting sparks in this service. Sparks. Things that God will want someone else to copy, but it will start from you. So, when the prophets are doing their own thing, say, Paul, all you need to do is so go and mellow beside them. Yeah. You know, I look. When Sefer was praying that day on Thursday, you know what my lady did? Just went to, she's caught beside her. And it became two. Setting up the fire, the atmosphere, until we all caught it. Say in Holy Ghost meeting, there is always a place where it is happening. I saw myself. Right there. See, I'm sorry. That's it. I'm sorry. I wish I could have give you the Greek words of everything. It's not available. It's just like Paul. La sparkle, la action. You understand? La spark, la what? La act. Some of you still don't have sparks, right? La spark, la act. See, I've opened the floor, okay? It's La Sparkler Acts. See, don't focus on me. I'm just reading my own Bible. The floor is open. And let it be that when these signs are common today, that thou do as occasion serve thee. For God is with thee. Don't focus on me. I'm doing my own thing. Do your own thing. I'm just reading my Bible. And thou shalt go before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offering and sacrifice peace offering 7 days. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. Hey. And when they came thereat to the hill, behold, a company of the prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he prophesied among them. He didn't prophesy until he got to that company. And it came to pass, all that knew him before that time, and saw that, see how he's laughing, see the prophecy, see the rejoicing, that is how he prophesied. Then the people say one to another, what is this? That is come to pass, they will not call you the son of Tiltor. He saw also among the prophets. Now your business. Guess what? That means they saw something. I mean, it's not just that the process is not just they are just quiet, just no, they saw something. They saw something. Oh, atmosphere of the spirit. When we are all ready to give. When we are all ready to give. Oh, come on, man. Rely on that brother. Rely on that company. The things of the spirit also comes by atmosphere. So wherever it is, go there. Go there. Where are the triggers in the house? Where are the people that start the flow for others to follow? Where are the people that start the flow for others to follow? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this man that responds to God within. For this man that responds to your speak, to your sparkle, to your spark, to your spark, to your spark, to your spark, to your spark. Ready to take off. Hallelujah. Ready to take off. Glory, 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 glory. We are starting. Sparks, sparks. Yebila, da, 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 da. Goli, boli, broli, sto batete. Late, male, botata. Sparks, sparks. So God can suddenly give you something for somebody. You can go to a man, hey, God will have us rejoice right now. You can go to a man, God will have us laugh right now. You can go to a man, God will have us pray right now. You can go to a man, hey guy, I receive a spark, me and you, right now. Let's do this. You can receive a word for someone right now. You can receive an healing for someone right now. It's an atmosphere, brethren. So make it happen. Make it happen. Alabasi vela mana mana maus. Mimi minos. La de de. Lina nes. Papa la imale mantete. Yes, expect the impressions. Expect. Don't forget, reasoning is an enemy of manifestation. Once it comes, once the spark comes, simply respond. Respond. Say not in your heart, how shall it be? That's the enemy that has killed many in ministry. Respond to God. Respond to God. Respond to God. The floor is free. The floor is free. The floor is free. The floor is free. Despise none. Our transflow through our words. Him into power for our days. We bless one another from the fullness that we have. See, this is not the time for just personal tongues. You are praying in tongues though. It's not time for words. It's not time for prayer. This is not a prayer meeting right now. It's a giving meeting. 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 I seek to give. I seek to give. Papa, te papa, papa, body, daddy, daddy. It's a giving meeting. Giving, giving, giving. Giving meeting. Giving meeting. It's a giving meeting. It's a giving meeting. It's a giving meeting. Zapite pise tipa. It's a giving meeting. Yapila zapali papa. Sepile stege vila tete. Zapoli brali tete tete. It is a giving. We bless one another. Receive the spark of God and obey. Receive the spark of God. Obey. La balima se vileta. Imbrite malima se polatete. Receive. If you desire anything, just go there, go there, go there. That's all. Hey, hey, ta ta ta. Ah. Healings happen. Healings happen. Healings happen as we do all this. We lambano the power of God for healings, for healings, for healings. Yeliba sebelema sepa da da da. Let your words be a blessing. Let your words be a sign that God is amidst us. That God is among us. Let your words be a blessing. Let your words be a sign. Let your words be a token. That God is among us. That God is among us. Let your words be a blessing. Let your words be a sign. Hey, that God is among us. Let your words be a blessing. Let your words be a sign that God is amidst us, that God is among us. Yekelo masekevila masepolirata. Pala
Lama Zevala. Impro Chabalamos. Zete. Librile Sovites Tovate. Teto. Lipo. Leko da da da. Leko. Limo ta 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 te. Let your words be a sign that God is among us. Let your words encourage a man that God is amidst us. Let your words encourage us that God is amidst us.